If you're a real estate agent earning $200,000 a year and you want to grow your passive income, this show is for you. Learn secrets other agents use and hear from experts in our field who will guide you on your journey to investing in assets like apartment communities so you can take your commissions and turn them into cash flow. Here's your host, Randall. Let's dive in.
Hey, welcome back. It's good to have you on a Friday episode. I have taken off of a couple of weeks on Fridays, and I'm glad to be back and talk to you guys and have conversation with you on Friday. I just interviewed a couple of people today, and it made me realize I need to go back and cover some topics that we've covered in the past, but maybe bring them forward and bring them fresh and liven them up a little bit. I'm going to hit these pretty quick. These Friday episodes are going to be 5 to 10 minutes long, and I'm going to make sure that it's just packed with a quick content on some of the things that we're talking about. So I just interviewed Victoria McGuire. She's a syndicator out in Florida market, but they buy all over the Southeast region and they're crushing it. They've raised $5 million in their first year going to three deals, I think. And so her and I have a great conversation. That's going to come out in the next couple of weeks. But what it made me think about, she rattled off a few acronyms like IRR, AAR, equity multiple, like all these things. And so I think it'd be helpful to go through and start talking about some of these things. First thing I'm going to talk about today is syndication. Just do a quick recap on what syndications are so that you understand what it is when I'm talking about these things. A syndication, it's a group of investors that are pooling their capital to acquire a single asset. And so we talk about it a lot on the show because as Victoria and I discussed today, there is, for some reason, as real estate professionals and agents, we in the residential world don't really know as a group on mass what syndications are. It's not something that we are taught in real estate 101 class, right? And so this is used to buy large assets, for the most part, commercial assets. A lot of people will pull their capital together to go out and buy a $50 million, $100 million property. And syndication is one way to do it. Again, this is focused specifically for a single asset. So what happens is you have, let's say, 123 Main Street. Let's call it a multifamily, like a bunch of rooftops here. And you have a general partnership team that found the deal. They're bringing the deal to the table and they are then going to go raise the money from limited partners. So all the money's coming in here and the general partners are going to run that deal. So the limited partners, they are investing some of the money. General partners typically are putting money into the deal as well. And they're going to run it as the general partner. Operate the deal, make sure that it's making money. They are the experts in the field, right? Experts at running the asset. And the limited partners are investing. They don't have to do any of the work, but they get the benefit of the professional work being done by the general partners. Okay, so why is this helpful and why would you want to invest in a syndication? Typically, you're not going to have access to these types of deals if you're not focused on it full time. And so these guys, the general partners, like myself and operators in the field, they understand the asset. They are the experts who go and find them, acquire them, run them. And so you get to benefit from their expertise of buying those deals. It'd be very difficult otherwise for you to go out and do it on your own most of the time. Similarly, you can take your $50,000 to $150,000, sometimes millions of dollars, and put them into these deals where the capital needed to do the deal may be $10 million. And you can take your $50,000 and put it in, and you're a piece of that larger deal. So you get some outsized returns and returns for your investment. So again, a lot of reasons why you should or could invest in these deals. This is a quick recap on what syndications are. There are a ton of episodes that go back. We talk about syndications in depth and some things that you can ask the operators of syndications if you're a limited partner or looking to become a limited partner in those deals. So like very first few episodes that we had in the show, you can go back and listen to some of those. So for now, again, this is just a quick recap. If you have any questions, please reach out. Feel free. It's podcast@agentsbuildingcashflow. That will come to me. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you have on that. And we will catch you guys on the next episode.
Did you know that 80% of the agents we speak with got into real estate in order to gain passive income so they could obtain financial freedom and become work optional? If you want to stay up to date, the best way is to make sure you're subscribed. So if you haven't done that, go ahead and do it now. We'll catch you on the next episode.